Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Students set to walk out of class.
This is definitely something that we're not going to back down from.
Farewell to a brilliant mind.
It is quite an achievement. I never thought I would get so far.
Democrat claims win in Pennsylvania.
We did it.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by TheraWorks Relief.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. A month ago today, there was mass murder at a high school in Parkland, Florida. Today, students all over the country plan to walk out of their classrooms to protest gun violence.
Everyone's going to sit in silence for 17 minutes to remember the 17 students and teachers that died in the Parkland shooting.
I'm Bill Rakoff. Grace Carter is a sophomore at Poolsville High School in Maryland. Via Skype, she explains the reason she's walking out.
Mostly raising awareness to really get legislation through to show that it is important to us.
Chase Barch is a student at Wheeling Park High School in West Virginia. He won't be walking out. He's a gun rights supporter.
We are sometimes silenced by the wrong thoughts sometimes.
Both students, though, say they understand the need to respect other viewpoints and passions.
We'll ask today's students, or just about anybody, to name a famous scientist, and the answer would probably be Stephen Hawking, the man who overcame 50 years of crippling illness to inspire and inform millions, has died at 76. Here's CBS's Mark Phillips.
Stephen Hawking, with his wheelchair and his computer-synthesized voice,
for many people,
was an instantly recognizable figure. He was a 21-year-old PhD student when he was diagnosed with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, and told he had just a year or two to live. He not only lived five decades longer, his 1988 book, A Brief History of Time, explaining the mysteries of the universe in layman's language, became an international bestseller and made him an unlikely worldwide celebrity. Hawking was one of President Obama's first recipients of the Medal of Freedom.
Professor Stephen Hawking was a brilliant man and a mediocre student.
A mediocre student with a list of scientific accomplishments going back to the beginning of time itself. His work on the origins of the universe and on black holes in space defined how we now understand them. He had a role on Star Trek.
I call.
Wrong again. Albert.
On Big Bang
Theory.
This
can't be right. I don't make arithmetic mistakes.
Are you saying I do?
But he knew he had made it on The Simpsons.
What are you doing here?
I wanted to see your utopia.
And A Brief History of Time is number two right now on Amazon's bestseller list. Now to Western Pennsylvania. For the Democrat in a special election for a congressional seat, Connor Lamb is claiming victory over Republican Rick Saccone. But CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us officially it's still too close to call in this district that's been solidly Republican for years.
We're seeing a razor-tight finish in a district that President Trump won by 20 points and where he campaigned for Saccone twice. National Republicans are blaming the candidate. One GOP operative telling CBS News that Saccone, who is a four-term state representative, quote, didn't know how to run a race like this and was out of his league.
Well, now to Washington, where developments in his own cabinet have now overshadowed what President Trump did for Rick Saccone in Pennsylvania. He fired his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, yesterday, and White House correspondent Major Garrett says more upheaval may be on the horizon.
Inside the White House, speculation persists that National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster's days are numbered, with John Bolton possibly waiting in the wings. Congressional sources say Housing Secretary Ben Carson and Veterans Secretary David Shulkin are both in serious jeopardy. President Trump said yesterday he is, quote, very close to having the cabinet and other things that he wants.
Reports say Energy Secretary Rick Perry might replace Shulkin at the VA. Tillerson's replacement is set to be CIA Chief Mike Pompeo. His deputy, Gina Haspel's been picked to replace him. Her critics say she'll have to answer questions about her links to secret prisons. The Kremlin's rejected ultimatums from Britain's government and the mysterious nerve agent poisoning of an ex-Russian spy and others. We're live in London with CBS's Vicky Barker.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is appearing in Parliament right now, and she will shortly announce her government's response. She's also requested an urgent meeting of the UN Security Council. But Russia has a veto in the council. Numerous UK and international sanctions on Russia and Russian individuals are already in place for past offenses, and the Kremlin has signaled that any expulsion of its diplomats from London will be met in kind. Sergei Skripal and his daughter remain in critical condition, and UK counter-terror police are now investigating what's called the unexplained death of another Russian exile earlier this week. Steve?
Opening statement set for today in the federal trial of the widow of the Orlando nightclub gunman. Here's CBS's Peter King.
In the early morning hours of June 12, 2016, Angel Torres described what he had just survived.
There was screaming like I've never heard before, and people just running out.
Noor Salman is the only person to be charged in connection with the Pulse shooting. SWAT officers killed her husband, gunman Omar Mateen, that morning. An FBI statement shows Salman confessed to knowing about the attacks in advance, only to recant those words. Now she's charged with helping her husband plan the shootings, then lying to law enforcement. She could go to prison for life if she's convicted. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
United Airlines has apologized for the death of a puppy on board a flight from Houston to New York on Monday. CBS's Chris Van Cleave with that story.
The family says a flight attendant insisted the bag and Coquito inside go in the overhead bin.
My mom's like, it's a dog, it's a dog, he can't breathe there. And she's like, it doesn't matter. She felt the dog and she put him up there.
The family says they heard Coquito barking for 2 hours. Then he stopped. They wanted to check on him, but say they couldn't.
We tried, but like there was a lot of turbulence and we weren't allowed to stand up.
When the flight was over, they found Coquito had died. In a statement, United says this was a tragic accident that should never have occurred, as pets should never be placed in the overhead bin.
The airline says the flight attendant was not aware a dog was in the bag. Some parts of northern New England digging out from around 2 feet of snow. Eastern parts of Massachusetts, too. The third major northeast storm of the month left tens of thousands without power. Hollywood continues to wrestle with gender and pay issues as we hear from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
She plays the lead, Queen Elizabeth, in Netflix hit series The Crown.
This restlessness of yours, it has to be a thing of the past.
But producers admit Claire Foy's $40,000 per episode salary was less than co-star Matt Smith's, who got a fraction of her screen time as Prince Philip.
You married a wild spirit.
The producers promised to rectify the situation for season 3 when different actors will play the characters as they age. They say Smith was paid more because of his fame. He won awards for playing Doctor Who in the UK's sci-fi series. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The designer of LA's Getty Center and Barcelona's Art Museum is accused of sexual harassment. Acclaimed architect Richard Meyer has taken a leave from his firm. 5 women have come forward. He's apologized and says he's troubled and embarrassed by the accounts. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.